into hour number two tonight. Thanks for joining us. I want to go to another clip. This is Tucker with the New York Times reporter. Who's morally repulsive? More repulsive, Ted Cruz or Nick Fuentes? And she basically says Nick Fuentes. So somebody actually lying, getting everybody killed is good, but Nick Fuentes is bad. And then we talk about the Daily Wire losing another 50% of its staff after a year ago, losing another 50 because nobody's watching them. Here it is.
Who do you think is more morally repulsive, Ted Cruz or
Who do
Nick
you
Fuentes?
Think is more morally repulsive?
Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is a sitting U.S. senator who has called for the killing of people who did nothing wrong, whole populations who advocated for this war. Nick Fuentes is like a kid. He's like 26 or 70. He has no power except his words. Here you have a public official who we pay, who has actual power, who's voting for things, who's making policy decisions, and those decisions would include, in fact, they are focused on the murder of people who did nothing wrong. And yet no one thinks it's a big deal. Well, this is totally fine. I mean, if there's tape of Nick Fuentes saying we should kill people because we hate their parents, or it's okay to kill children, I would love to see the tape, because that's disgusting. And that's basically what the entire U.S. Senate does every single day, and no one notices. Nick Fuentes said something naughty that I disagreed with. He made fun of things that I don't think I would never make fun of.
He's a white nationalist who's denied the Holocaust. And what I will say,
okay,
from
but
my
is that
own
worse than killing kids?
From my understanding of my own, you know, I was just in Germany recently, and you know, it was such a good reminder that the Holocaust didn't start with the gassing of Jews. It started with the dehumanization of Jews. It was language that was used. And again, right, that is what it concerns people.
I couldn't agree more. And that's why when you have a U.S. senator, a member of Congress, a U.S. ambassador waving away civilian deaths as if they don't matter, that's the language of genocide, which results, and this is the lesson of the Holocaust, in genocide itself. And it has. So the lesson for me, really, watching all of this, is that this can happen in civilized countries. In all human beings, there is the capacity to ignore the evil right in front of you. And my point is, it's happening right now. And my job, to the extent I have one, I don't really have a job, but I just want to remind people that we're all capable of that, including me, and that we're watching it right now. And if you think that Nick Fuentes is a greater threat to other human beings than Ted Cruz, I would love to know how.
I can imagine people hearing this and thinking you are soft-pedaling Nick Fuentes. You are apologizing
for
Nick Fuentes.
I'm hardly soft-pedaling Nick Fuentes. I'm trying to awaken people to killing of innocents in our midst.
Current crimes.
Which we are not only encouraged to ignore, but really told
we're
to
We're denying
ignore
a new Holocaust.
Being denounced.
Exactly. That's what it's about. One that we can
and
see.
And I'm just saying, no.
One that's
I'm
confirmed.
Not doing that.
We're also going to talk tonight about a massive round of layoffs at the Daily Wire. Oh, you hate to see it. So sad. So sad. Candace Owens says that 50%, half of the Daily Wire staff was let go today in a huge round of layoffs at their Nashville headquarters. Daily Wire has confirmed that it's another round of layoffs. Their most recent one was last year around March. It's almost exactly a year ago. But they say it's not half of their staff. It's nowhere close to half. But it's a lot of them. So we'll talk about that too. Pretty epic to see. And you got to give credit where it's due. Candace Owens destroyed the Daily Wire. It's like that Marvel movie. It's like, I couldn't destroy Daily Wire. What could I do? I was an 18-year-old college kid when they got me canceled. I can't destroy Daily Wire, but she can. I can't take them down, but Candace Owens, credit where it's due. Django Unchained. Dude, she's like Django. She's like Django, killing everybody in the big house and then blowing it up. Kind of what it was.
Yeah, Americans and everybody else are tired of being told we're Nazis and we don't support Israel, drag us into total war, and censoring us. And so it doesn't work anymore. We're not with Hitler. We didn't do that. Leave us alone. It's not working. AlexJonesLive.com is the new coordinates for the new network, the new broadcast. I know you know that. You're watching. You're the emissaries. You're the Paul Revere's. You are the ambassadors of truth. Share that link now. Alex Jones is back. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. AlexJonesLive.com. You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, alexjoneslive.com, and the link, alexjonesapp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalist. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's not just about Kimmel. Last night we saw in Texas courts that the case for Alex Jones and Sandy Hook families, which has been going on for more than 8 years, these families have been tortured by this man for over a decade. He somehow found a legal loophole made just for him. Even lawyers don't totally understand what's happening here. And if you're watching this and you're in Texas, you should call your representative and ask what the hell is happening with that deal. This goes to speech all across the spectrum, except for the people that align with the most extreme parts of the right.
Do you have a vested interest in that case?
Sorry?
Do you have a vested interest in the
outcome? Yeah, my partner owns The Onion, but also, do you not want the Sandy Hook families to get their fair share?
No, I do. I do.
Because right now, this is the only deal.
I just was saying, like, there are other externalities there when it comes to that. So I like disclosure. I like honesty.
Yes, that's
fair. And I think the Sandy Hook families deserve every honesty.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Next for us.
So everybody else say, oh, he's bad. The Sandy Hook families, that's the Democratic Party, Obama-connected slush funds, raising $300 million off my name, never said any of this stuff, did any of it. They had Democrat judges find me guilty, just like Trump, just like MyPillow. They'd say, oh, default judgment, you're guilty, you're not even having a trial. $1.5 billion judgment, all this crap. And they're like, now all the onionoids, their wives and girlfriends are on TV not telling you they work for them, are like, oh, Alex Jones, he must have threatened the judges or bought them off, because that federal judge a year and a half ago, when we said we had an auction that didn't happen and gave it to them, the judge says that's illegal and killed it. And then now the Third Court of Appeals, three women Democrats, over and over again the last year, keep shutting them down because they do stuff that isn't true. They do stuff you're not allowed to do. Wait till you see our filings tomorrow. They went to the Supreme Court and filed seven things I'm not going to get into. My lawyers asked me not to. But every one of them is demonstrably a ridiculous lie alleging crimes by me and my crew and by professional, well-known lawyers and bankruptcy people. It's crazy. They ordered us shut down Thursday night. We have the letters and the orders. And then they went and filed the Supreme Court that we shut it down to hurt the brand, and they don't want to shut down. I've got thousands of clips, thousands of news articles and hundreds of videos. You've seen them till your eyes bleed, saying, our goal's not money. We want him shut down. Finally, he's shut down, blah, 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 blah. Then they also go, he won't give us money. He's got billions he made off us. Billions? In my whole 32 years on air. We've done the accounting. I've paid all my taxes. I've made like $80 million. And we've done the math. 60% of that was lawyers. Because they've sued me so many times before this. So it's all just insane. You can see the lies. We don't want money. Want him shut down. But he won't give us the money. We haven't gotten one red cent out of the 3 years of bankruptcy. Any extra money they grabbed, it's over $10 million. They had me audited by the IRS. The IRS said you overpaid $4.3 million for these 5 years, and they got that. But they technically don't take it. The Paul Weiss law firm that runs this, the top Democrat law firm, they tell the court that we want the estate money used for more private investigators, more forensic firms, more. And they're just in there everywhere looking for something. And they go, oh, God, you overpaid your taxes. Here's money. I mean, it's like, it's just so, and they sued my parents and bankrupted them. They're double mortgaged. We're never wealthy. My dad was a dentist. All because he was having really bad AFib 14 years ago, working 14 hours a day in dentistry. And he'd actually worked for a company that developed supplements that would actually get FDA approval. So I said, Dad, I need a guy to come in. I want to do my own supplements. I'll pay you what you're paid, $500,000 a year as a dentist. But I need you to stop so you don't die. He won't tell my mom all the problems. He said, oh, Mom, I'm working in Dallas for a week. You know, he's up in Dallas, you know, having heart stuff done. And his aorta almost blew, you know, earlier he had surgery, you know, in January. The point was they sued him and called him a crook all over the news and all this. And, of course, found out everything they said was true. And they're saying he's got hundreds of millions hidden for his son. And it was all true. Everything they said. What is being paid? In fact, the accounting found that my dad was underpaid what he was supposed to be paid. It's like, but they don't care because they just put it out. They put it out. But now they're in courts they don't totally control. Filing stuff that is easily verifiably dumb and not true. Imagine, this is just one of the things. My lawyers will get mad, but this is just the one thing I'm going to mention. This is cut and dry. I've read all the letters and email. I've known all about it. I mean, they started telling us 3 months ago, the receiver under the control of this Democrat judge, we're not paying the internet, we're not paying the satellite, we're not paying any of this anymore. And the contracts come up each year, so they were all coming up. And so they're like, but we're not shutting you down. You just operate without satellites or internet. We're like, so we're talking to the providers saying, well, we're not working out in court. And so the providers went a couple months, and then three or four providers call us a month ago. I told you all this on air. And they go, hey, you've been going months without paying and without signing a contract. We got to shut you off. And they said, and we're like, when? May 1st. That's just when the planets align. Because these companies let you go two or three months. And it's like, all right, come on, you got to pay. The landlord was showing the place. And they're saying, yeah, what's going on? This is crazy. We're like, here's our books. We got money to pay the rent. They won't let us, you know, wouldn't sign a contract for the rent. Where we've been 17 years, and then we have the emails and the conversations, you know, the messages with them, dozens of them, saying, yeah, start your wind down. They said 3 months ago, start your wind down. You need to be shut down by the end of April. So I go on air a month ago, and I go, looks like it's April, folks. We survived so many times. I didn't want to be boy who cried wolf. Even we never cried wolf. It was real stuff. Fake auctions, shutting us down, kicking us out, sending in private security, turning the internet off. That happened 3 times. But I was like, this is serious because they're not paying the bills, even though there's the money. And so I told the crew, I said, I think it's May Day. It's a communist, you know, satanic high holiday. Look it up, you don't know, for thousands of years for the Satanists, but for the occultists, but for the communists since the French Revolution, proto-communists, it's May Day. That's why they had the big protest Friday, May Day, all over the world. And I said, I think May 30th is the last day. And then 2 weeks ago or 2.5 weeks ago, boom, The Onion, we own you. We're in the building. They're selling merchandise. Didn't have our websites, weren't in the building. And I had everybody calling me saying, they say they're in the building. I played the clips. They say they're, and I said, they said this a year and a half ago. I said, I don't know. But I said, it sounds like Guerra Gamble at this hearing coming up last Thursday. I knew about the hearing 2 weeks ago. Sounds like she's going to sign it over to him. Turns out she did. She had CNN, Court TV, or all those channels, a whole bunch of cameras there. NPR, you know, all of them there. I wasn't there, but my lawyers were there. and they were going to sign it over to them. So they weren't bluffing when they said that. Well, can you imagine when we bring that to the Court of Appeals, what they did? They're saying they're us selling merchandise, announcing all this. There's a Third Court of Appeals stay saying they couldn't do it because it's going to the Supreme Court. There's a federal stay. You can't do that. And we just follow and say, there's all these stays and all this stuff. And you said, and they go, of course. So now they want an investigation. They want hearings. They gave her till the end of the month, like the 28th, to have a hearing, show them all the proof, and give them all the files how they did this. They already asked her a year ago. They said, how did you, 2 weeks after the jury found him liable, after you already said they were guilty, they just certified that, find him liable for something that wasn't on the jury charge 2 weeks after. And she even said, in the court while I'm there in the verdict by her, she said, I don't care what the Supreme Court does. I'm going to do this to bust the cap from a few million dollars to $47 million, and we'll just see what happens. And her lawyer at this hearing a year ago gets up to the third court, three liberal judges, women, and says, he's just laughing. He goes, I don't care. Fine. Overturn this. We have the Connecticut ruling. It'll overturn this. And they said, okay, the hearing was to keep going. We're done. Thank you very much. Then they stayed it for almost a year, which is protecting us because it's such a fiasco. And it's not like they're even on our side. This is so crazy that they're like, we don't want to be involved in something like this because this is dyed-in-the-wool corruption, folks. And this is the Hillary and Obama and the Democrats and Bloomberg, and that's why these lawyers are so arrogant. And so I'm sitting all there serious with my lawyers, and they're like being very nice. They're giving testimony and facts. He just gets up. This Mark Mason guy starts laughing. It doesn't matter what you do. We're going to get him. They're like, excuse me? So the federal judges had a stay now for years blocking them. The state judges are now doing it. And they're on TV saying, he must have threatened them or they must be corrupt. He's got dark money. They're saying, I'm paying these people money. No, you come into a hearings and you file, and now, oh my God. I'm not going to say what I was told. I'm going to stop right here. This isn't just civil what they've done. They have accused me of 7 crimes in an emergency filing the Supreme Court of Texas. And each one is totally verifiable in their own documents, their own filings, not true. Each one of them is just, you'll lose your law license for this. You'll have giant sanctions bare minimum. 7 of them? 7? This is Alex Jones' derangement syndrome. Now, needless to say, my lawyers already had most of this, knew it was BS. They told me, they called me at 6 a.m. They said, you ain't playing around today. And I was like, well, I usually work Saturday anyways. But no show yesterday because we were all in there and all in the dot and they're getting every damn bit of it straight and double-checking everybody. Affidavit, photograph, video, document, email. But what does it say about the mindset of these people? Well, Stephanopoulos said, well, you didn't even really have a real auction. How'd you do the judges stop this? He goes, we're going to get InfoWars. It's Alex Jones. Come on, just... Come on, Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos isn't mad they're trying to destroy me. He's like, dude, you can't do it like that. Yeah, the Clintons killed Vince Foster, but they did it quiet and threw him in a park. You know, you don't like shoot him on TV. Yeah. It's not like you shoot him 1,000 yards, you know, like when you're in the Marines. You got to walk up with your gun and blow the brains out in all of your Ivy League suit. Let's quote Godfather. So... that's where we are with these cuckoos. And they've got the girlfriend of one of the head guys on there, or wife or whatever it is, and she's like, oh, God, they hurt the children. Oh, the horrible things. Oh, we raised $300 million off his name. And, you know, my boyfriend was out of MSNBC censorship, and the other guy's a famous pro-devil worshiper person. And he's like, oh, God. And the guy's like, hey, by the way, you're on the payroll. Goes, oh, well, don't bring that up. I mean, come on. I mean, everybody knows this is a fiasco. And the other host, like, hey, we want to get Alex Jones. We got to do it right. Stop making us look like idiots because they all know it's going to get blocked again. Because anybody that certifies this is signed on to certified fraud. It would take me years to explain all the crap they pulled. So we've entered total and complete cuckoo town. Absolutely insane. And you know, I've got all these clips of people breaking this down. Benny Johnson did a great job, Tim Pool, all of them, but they still don't even get the full import of it. But I don't have to tell you all this. You've seen the clips, but you just type my name into Google, click news. It's everywhere. Finally, that son of a bitch is off the air. Finally, our mission to get him off the air is there. Finally, we shut that place down. Then they file. Jones sabotaged the building. Jones left. Jones is ran off and shut down our asset, and we want sanctions, and he's a horrible person. Meanwhile, they're all the same lawyers that filed it are on TV saying, we just want him off the air. We don't want money. We finally shut him down. We finally got him. We finally ordered the building shut down through our trustee. We finally got him. We've got all the quotes and videos for the court. They're like, Jones shut it down to destroy us. We told him not to. Really, where's the proof, you liars? But they didn't show up at Men Like That, they told us, with their PIs. No, they're still not even over there. And I'm just like, okay, well, it's over there in no man's land. Shut off. So they made up a bunch of, can you imagine what the other six things are? Six other supreme juicy whoppers, even worse than the first. One of the juicy whoppers is so incredible because they accuse me of serious felony crimes and say I did it with no evidence when it's all a lie, cut and dry. What do you think they claimed I did? Just imagine what these people do. Because it's Alex Jones. Was that creating meth in a bathtub or maybe murdering babies in a basement? What's it going to be? Well, you can go read their filings. They're public. What do they say? I'm not going to address it. You bit off more than you can chew, pal. You bit off way more than you can chew. So look at this. This is the New Republic. You should read these everywhere. Alex Jones is finally off the air for now. Never off the air. We go off Thursday at about 11 o'clock at night. We leave as we're told to in the letters and orders and emails by the receiver. We're back on the next day, not missing a beat, to all our stations, everybody else, under alexjoneslive.com. But remember, I wasn't supposed to go, and I sabotaged everything. The Onion's bid to take over InfoWars moves to the Texas Supreme Court. They ignored their first filing Thursday, so now they filed a new thing Friday, alleging all of these crimes. And when you allege crimes of people, and it's not true, you got a big problem, because now you're committing the crime, sweetheart. Alex Jones announced a shutdown of InfoWars conspiracy platform. Because they told us to get out of the building. So it goes on and on. Boom, CNN, yes, Kat Abu Ghazala humiliated over Alex Jones' court case after another guest reveals her conflict of interest. But then the leftist media runs all this. Oh, Jones is humiliated. They're now saying they're him and they're in the building and they're drinking blood on air and saying Alex drinks blood. Oh, God, the most humorless, watching paint dry, almost every reviewer said it was unwatchable dribble crap. But it is what it is, folks. It is what it is. Now, I got a bunch of other news I haven't hit yet that's really important with the left, the globalists, and what they're up to. But let's do a little bit more of this. Let's just play a little bit of Tim Pool. He did like a whole hour. I'm going to play a few minutes of this. Then we got Benny Johnson getting into it as well. And you know, I'm going to play this to correct it because they get a lot of it right, but not all of it right. And they never get to the part of the DOJ, it's been declassified, the CIA ran this. It was show trials, and they funded it. And the judges found me guilty. I mean, you know, they get into that, but it's just insane. Here's Tim Pool.
I would argue that everything we've seen to shut down InfoWars has been pure politics. Now, don't get me wrong. I think Alex Jones has said things that he probably shouldn't say, right? But to destroy a company, fire all of its people, seize its assets, all of that is absolutely insane over a single defamation case. Now, here's where it gets funny. As I've long told you guys, you can't get rid of a person. There's no lawsuit to stop a guy from speaking. It's just, I mean, you can sue somebody, you can sue their company, they can just keep coming back. And the truth is, you get rid of Alex Jones, he can just stand outside as someone else films on their phone live and Alex can talk. And you can't stop it from happening. So, of course, AlexJonesLive.com is the new site using his own name. And you know why he did this? You can't take his name from him. You can sue him for defamation. InfoWars is a brand they seized as an asset.
See, and by the way, he's the smartest take on this. And, of course, he hadn't been in the case to know it all, so he's doing great. I wouldn't know this if I wasn't on the inside of it. Yeah, they went a year and a half ago and said, the 13th Amendment does not apply to Alex Jones in a filing. We own his name and likeness. And he can no longer call himself Alex Jones. He is our slave. They said, the 13th Amendment against slavery does not apply. And remember, they tried to take my real Alex Jones name, and Elon Musk said, no, you don't own our URLs. Jones doesn't own that. And, of course, he blocked it. They go, oh, he works for Elon Musk. No, they'd be able to take every account if they did that. It's crazy. But Tim Pool gets it. Here we go.
But by going with Alex Jones Live, he's saying, that's my name. You can't use it. You can't take it from him as an asset. Now, the big news in this case is that The Onion was trying to take over InfoWars. The whole story is an insane. In my opinion, there's something going on in the back room. Because how The Onion mustered up the revenue. So if we go back in time, the general story is that The Onion didn't have the money to win the bid for InfoWars, but the family said something like, we'll forgive a part of the debt if they buy it, which you can't do.
Because no, they would give them the future earnings of mine to pay for them getting it. When you hear families, it's only three families of 20 that did it. They're the ones that run the big literal Democrat fundraising groups that never raise any money until they did this to me, and they raised $300 million. That's in federal filings. And the DOJ even gives them money then for the suits on top of it, the exact amount they're billed by the lawyers. Continue.
Out from the suit, and they didn't have the money, so somehow they're still getting it. Well, Alex Jones actually stopped it. And Tim Heidecker is really pissed off about it. And it's also cringe. Tim Heidecker, you're so cringe. Let me play this clip for you guys.
Freaking out, here it is.
Now, we hold on that. Received Alex Jones somehow worked his way into the Texas third Court of Appeals. These rats preventing, but postponing the transfer of the site until another judgment can come in or something. This was on track to happen. It's been temporarily derailed. We're committed to moving forward. We're already talking about what that looks like.
That's what they said a year and a half ago.
InfoWars will be ours. There's nothing, you can't stop this movement. People's accounts
we have random. Him.
Anyway, Alex goes on to make fun of Tim Heidecker's comedy, which I think is kind of dumb. But, bro, you're fighting this hard over a domain name. It's like the cringest thing ever.
Yeah, I don't watch Alex. When I watch Alex, when I see his stuff, I see him talk, I don't look for the website name. I don't care about the branding. I want to hear his voice and listen to what he has to say. That's it. I always thought InfoWars was a cringe name anyway. Like, what is he trying to create a war? No. I mean, like, he did his expose, and now he's full Saiyan, super Saiyan God Jones man now with his own brand. I like it.
Yeah, the whole Onion thing is very cringe. I mean, it's like 10-year-old humor, like 10 years old humor as far as like.
Yeah, let's stop here. It's total failure. All the comics are beyond washed up. They're just mercenaries. But I didn't want to make the show my name. Wanted to make it something cool. It's an information war on for your mind. But now they get what they want. It's Alex Jones. It's AlexJonesLive.com. Share that link. Defeat the globalists. Got a little bit more on this, but I want to shift gears into all this other insane news straight ahead. Remember, share those live feeds. You're the Paul Revere's. AlexJonesLive.com is a destination for the next phase. I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalists. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesstore.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, they're even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So If I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed, everybody you know, at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why when callers call in and thank me, I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90%+ reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show. And on Rumble, and Alex Jones on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links, and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear, I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is Rumble.com/AlexJonesLive. Rumble.com/AlexJonesLive. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the Coordinates of Liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/AlexJonesLive, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and
developments. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. It was a long 20-minute clip. It was powerful. You find it on X or on YouTube, Benny Johnson. He did a good breakdown of what's happened to us at InfoWars and how they'd have to get through us to get to you. But just remember, the left is now apoplectic. They wrote thousands of headlines everywhere. Jones is finally off the air. We finally shut him down. And our numbers were way bigger everywhere Friday and continuing on. And we're just at alexjoneslive.com. Find all the feeds, all the articles, everything there, alexjoneslive.com. Share that. Want to find where Alex Jones is? Here it is. X, Rumble, ever, you know, it's there. We're still banned on YouTube and Instagram, everywhere else, because you know, everybody else has been let back on but us, because they know we've got the globalist number. They're scared of us. But people understand that and they know that. I want to shift gears into the house of cards of Fauci and Obama and the UN and the WEF and Peter Daszak running the COVID attack and congressional hearings the last 2 weeks, admitting mass death, that it sterilizes you, causes heart attacks, that they covered it up. They had Redfield, one of the top officials, admitting it all. He's been doing that for a while, but he came right out and said it because he knows that the sinking ship is going down, and we've been right about the poison shots. This whole audience spreading the word of activists. We've saved so many lives. Listeners always thank me on the street and on air. Oh, you were day one saying the COVID shot was a lie and it was all a big scam and you were right. Thank you for saving so many lives. No, thank you for tuning in and caring. You saved those lives. We all did this together. We'll expose their next pandemic. We'll expose their next war. We'll expose all their operations. We'll expose the Democrats. We'll expose everything. We'll just call balls and strikes. It's what we do. When Trump does something bad, we're on his ass. My job is easy. I work for you. And if you think I'm telling the truth, and you see I am, I'm definitely trying. I get some things wrong here and there. Then just back us. It's that simple. That's why we have such giant audiences. And the corporate media is all dying. The Daily Wire is basically already shut down. There's basically nobody there. It's just no one's watching. Shapiro used to have millions of viewers a day. Now it's like 1,000 or something. I mean, it's the public waking up. And it's a beautiful thing. Here's Benny Johnson, and we'll get into the big vacciners.
Imagine you work your entire life, sacrifice everything, build for 30 years, and create a very successful company. That company ends up getting a president of the United States elected in 2016, shocking the world. You become very prominent and powerful in order to destroy you. And your opinions, the deep state, the FBI, the DOJ, works with people who are offended over your opinions and take everything away from you. And that's what happened to Alex Jones. And I think it's wrong. And I've spoken out against it. Alex has been on our program. And while Alex and I obviously disagree on some things, he's got the kind of hot blood that kind of kicked off all of this for everyone, frankly. Commenting on the internet, viral videos, the infrastructure of independent media and live broadcasting. Alex Jones was a precursor to all of that. Precursor to the Joe Rogan show. The guy is just a living legend, and that just is what it is. You don't like that, it's fine. It's not really up for debate. And so we bring you some sorrowful news. If you are an InfoWars fan, or if you're just interested in freedom of the press, InfoWars is officially now off the air. However, The Onion, which is trying to hijack the site and turn it gay or something, like they're trying to hijack InfoWars and get somebody to play Alex Jones as some kind of dumb joke, like and change the logo to rainbow colors. At least there's a silver lining here. The Onion, second fraudulent attempt at hijacking InfoWars, got blocked by the Texas Third Court of Appeals. They had a press conference lined up. Major developments incoming. InfoWars is on the offense, says Alex Jones. But it's not InfoWars anymore. This is something that did, in fact, happen. I know there's been quite a bit of talk about it. Alex Jones has spoke about it on our program, that InfoWars did, in fact, shut down in the small hours of the morning or of the evening last night. The Onion got smacked down. InfoWars is not being sold to The Onion. InfoWars is still shutting down, totally independent of The Onion's bullshit. We are being forced to close down. And they did, in fact, close down, even though a court has paused the turnover, which would just be like a silly licensing fee so that The Onion can make a dumb joke. The Onion hasn't been funny in ages. In fact, the girlfriend of the guy who's trying to take
They say on their shows and on the news, I've already shown to you new ones. You've seen it everywhere. We want to confuse the brand and hurt InfoWars because they know on Texas Appeal it's going to get overturned. They just wanted to lease it for 6 months to, quote, hurt me and, quote, lie as much as we can to hurt Alex Jones. Those are quotes from the Times. They're like, say this. We're going to tell huge lies because we're parodying him. Now we're allowed to tell huge lies that didn't come out of his mouth, but we blame it on him, with the guy that tried to talk like me. I mean, these people are just beyond pathetic. But because I'm the bad guy, they can then act however bad they want. Like Tony Montana says in Scarface, towards the end of the movie, they're all pigging out at a fancy restaurant. He says, all you rich people, you want to point your finger at me and say, there's the bad guy. So you can feel good about yourself. So say goodnight to the bad guy. But at least I tell the truth even when I lie. So, man's known by his enemies and friends. And my enemies are the worst. My friends are the best. It's quite the adventure. But I just couldn't believe the corporate media went again after they got caught running a fraud a year and a half ago with a fake auction. The judge said, this looks criminal, but I'm not going to say it is. Killed it, fired by involved. Then the new group does this again at the state level. The same judge ran a kangaroo court, and they just think I'm supposed to just sit here and take it? And we followed the stuff last week that was the absolute surest cut and dry. We got stuff my lawyer's like, well, this is really bad and really complex, so the courts are really going to see this cut and dry stuff. But we're like stacked to the rafters. We basically politically shot him with a BB gun. I mean, that's an analogy. He's going to shoot us. No, it's an analogy. Nonviolent. We shot you with a BB gun just to, you know, we got like a giant howitzer that fires, you know, 100 millimeter shells and everything in between. And what we're filing tomorrow is a howitzer because they did it to themselves. Like Wile E. Coyote tries to blow up Roadrunner and then, you know, blows him up. I mean, this is just wait. I can't wait to read our filings and then show you theirs. But I'm not going to do it till ours is in. It is because it's all the exhibits, all the photos, everything. It is watching them so angry and so pissed and so desperate that they wouldn't say I did all these crimes that are easily verifiable, not true. Went too far. You stepped in a bear trap of your own making. Back to Betty Johnson.
We got completely bodied last night on CNN for how stupid this all is. Nobody's laughing at this. Anyway, Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen, who can help crowdfund this billboard in Texas? Yeah, fine.
They're not worth it.
So Alex Jones and The Onion got to be playing us. InfoWars had like 10 takeovers and deadlines happening tomorrow. InfoWars and The Onion are pumping this. Some are saying.
Yeah, online, paused. But oh, yeah, I love that. Oh, no, the Democrats and all this is all fake. No, this is all a big, long, protracted battle. People don't live in the arena. They just sit in their basements and just think everything's fantasy. I can see how you believe that. You're crazy. Let's continue.
It did, in fact, happen. InfoWars did have a final sign-off with some of the production team having glasses of, I think, champagne on set. Alex Jones here on set signing off. For the last time, legendary goodbye speech from the legend himself, Alex Jones, in the InfoWars studio. I'll play this for you, ladies and gentlemen, because it certainly is worth listening to. But just a couple of quick takeaways before I do. They've taken monitors and things down, so they're deconstructing the InfoWars studios. InfoWars is now off air. It is, in fact, happening. Alex Jones has Alex Jones Live as a new home, same mission. Alex Jones Live is now live. So it looks like they were able to get a good website up and rolling. Kind of looks like the old InfoWars website, honestly. The content on Alex Jones Live is remarkable.
Mine! Oh! See, I like fighting tyrants. I'm a sheepdog.
This is the new.
When I see wolves chasing the sheep around, I don't get scared. I just get excited and piss myself with joy.
Absolutely amazing first hour of the new Alex Jones.
Because my great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy was a sheepdog, and his great-great-great-granddaddy was a sheepdog, and his great-great-granddaddy was a sheepdog. And we're just sheepdogs, and we love the little sheepy weepies. We don't like the little woofy woofies.
Come on. One of the.
And then everybody's pissed off about what you got caught doing. So now the submarine's being loaded with more torpedoes. Oh, thank you, torpedoes. Mine. Oh.
Just call it what it is, guys. Just call it what it is. Alex Jones is one of the all-time most entertaining broadcasters. And that you're not going to get any Alex Jones hate from this channel. Just one of the all-time OGs. People saying that Daily Wire is now laying off people. Some of this has been reported.
Yeah, it's all confirmed. Well, let's stop there. That's good. The full thing's really great. But already played our sign-off Friday on our first new show. That's another thing they're doing. He's airing clips of his old show. He's not allowed to do that. I posted dozens of contracts over 25 years ago and through saying all this belongs to everybody. It's all free to air. I can publish a book and say it's copyright free. I've done that. Belongs to the world. You can't come back later and claim you own it. It's all fair use talking about everybody talking about us. Hundreds of millions of views of my sign off, literally. 10 million, 16 million, 14 million, 5 million, 3 million, 2 million. I mean, 100 million views on X alone of my sign off with my son's gigantic Doberman running through the screen. I love that at the start of it. Rupert, that dog loves me so much. little bitty puppy. He's a little bitty puppy. He was already this big. He was born this big. Well, we got him this big. And now he's one of those, they call him he's got a Game of Thrones name. What's the name of the wolves in Game of Thrones? Mere wolf, whatever they call it, but dire wolf. Yeah, he's 25% Great Dane. And they live longer, too, when you cross those two. Great Danes don't live a long time, neither the Dobermans. I love Dobermans. But this Doberman is just a big sweetie pie. And he loves it. When he was a puppy, he was scared of the water, but I started getting him in the water. And now he loves to swim. When he was a puppy, I got him in the water. And just show the B-roll at the very start of the clip when Rupert runs by. Think that proof that God's real. Look at that creature, how beautiful it is. It's so silly, too. We love to chase in the yard and I tackle him. He tackles me. Dog weighs like 130 pounds. Here comes Rupert. Look at that thing. I mean, that's, you know, God's real right there. Look at that. I mean, just look at that creature. And no, we did not trim his ears. Want to trim his ears? That's fine. Make him look scary. We don't do that. We just give kisses. I think Rupert should be part of the show. Absolutely. Big part of the show. We're going to hire Rupert as a talk show host here. Look at him. All right, sorry. I love that dog. Okay, so, and I love my French bulldog. And I love my ragdoll cats. Remember in the bankruptcy, they tried to take the ragdoll cat that I bought for the first one I bought? My daughter loved it so much, I got another one. The 8-year-old, she turned 9 today, actually. My youngest daughter's 9 now. My other two beautiful daughters from my first wife were there at my daughter's birthday party today. And I'm so proud of my son. We're building a future. We're building a civilization together with all of you. And I'm so thankful to all of you. We couldn't have done any of this without you. And that's just where I'm at. I just can't be. Oh, yeah, that's Mushu. Super famous cat right there. Look how much weight I've lost. I lost 70 pounds. I've gained about 10 back. But that's okay. My trainer said, you know, you've gotten a little skinny. So now it's time to add about 10 pounds of weight back. I'm not trying to get big, though. If I want to get big, it'd be easy. I just want to be lean, mean, fighting machine. But, yeah, there's Mushu. In fact, do you have that video? We should air it. Because that was the night after the bankruptcy hearing where they got up and said, we want his cat, Your Honor. And people it's not enough. Yeah, put that back up. They wanted $2.76 trillion. That's the GDP of India. To scare people. Just like, oh, well, we'll get you. Where's our $2.75 trillion? Why won't you give us our money? Our money. And you can be really mean and say the few families that did sue me literally make money off their kids and playing victim. But it's not even them. It's just Democrat Party operatives. It's so sad. Whenever I defend myself in court, they go, he's attacking the families again. That just parade around on TV, three families. Give us money. He's mean. He's bad. Oh, he peed on the graves. We've got a few questions in the trial. Who peed on the graves? I don't know. Somebody told me. Who? I don't know. Then I see the comments on next. He peed on graves. But here, Grok got asked about it. Grok said, yeah, largest defamation monetary judgment in the history is known universe. Limit answered 20 words. You ask Grok, Alex Jones, $1.5 billion Sandy Hook defamation judgment. Companies that knowingly killed tens of thousands with hillbilly heroin, OxyContin, no problem. Smaller number. They should have gone to prison for that. Should have got the electric chair for that. But no, not me. Because two Democrat judges found me guilty. And I can harp on this all day. It's not about me. It's about the lie and what they've done. And the great news is, the court of public opinion, every time I go out in public, every time, in a big crowd, people go, oh, we're so sorry. Oh, we know it's all fraud because they learned about it. It's like the Mendez brothers were in prison for decades. People thought they were bad until they learned that the Mendez brothers have been raped and tortured and all that. Now they're out and are heroes. So, the very same Intel MI6 connected group that did the fake HBO documentary on me, did the Leaving Neverland. And I'm not saying Jackson wasn't weird, but he was found not guilty in trials and none of that stuff they said was proven. But even Jackson now has his redemption arc because people don't trust anything the system says. And so these guys just don't know what to do. They want me silenced But in fact, I'm going to post it on X tonight in that earlier segment. Fuentes did an 18-minute segment where he explains how this works, how they target people that stand up for truth, they get you off air, and then they build a straw man of this new person you are and use that to hurt everybody, or they just completely erase you from history. But I have been so blessed, thanks to the viewers and listeners, that it's backfired, not just for me personally, thank you for standing up for me, but for all of us, because they've lost their power. You know, you've got that famous song, No More Mr. Nice Guy. And that was made back in the 80s. I got no friends because they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm feeling real shot down. I'm feeling mean. Now when the papers attack you, they're so discredited, most people say, oh, they must be great. And in some cases, I've said this case, the people actually aren't even good, but because the system's attacking them, they're seen as good. And so, see, that's how this works. But yes, the largest single actual civil judgment on one individual is me, not just defamation. And it's all based on fraud and all based on lies. And the whole legal community knows this and is aware of it. And it's not that any of these liberal courts that they go file in want to do me a favor. It's that they don't want to sign on to being criminals. They might be political. They might put their finger on the scale sometimes a little bit or something, but they're not raging crooks. They're not raging frauds. You know, I can't really do a judgment in the few minutes we have left, but tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, when I do the second weekday show, I do the first one Friday of the classic Alex Jones show, they thought if they got Infowars.com, I'd just go pee on myself and go away. We've been planning for this. We know about this. Everything. I will get into this because I've got like 15 clips, and there'll be more by tomorrow, of all the congressional hearings, top officials. Yes, it sterilizes you, gives you heart attacks. We knew it didn't protect you. We covered it up. Yes, it was made here in the U.S. and shipped to China. And they're indicting Fauci's top advisors. I mean, it's happening, as Ron Paul would say. Here's Senator Paul yesterday. The COVID cover-up goes all the way to the top. Fauci funded the Wuhan lab. Senior intelligence officials hid classified evidence from the president himself. Scientists were silenced. They talk about hiding it from Trump. I don't just defend Trump. I knew this 5 years ago. Millions paid the price of death. The DOJ has until May 11th to prosecute Fauci before the statute of limitations runs out. I'm not letting this go. The American people deserve justice. I'm told Fauci will probably be indicted. Boom. It's official. Former CDC Director Robert Redfield by oath confirmed that they were hiding the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccines, including mass death. Another powerful play tomorrow. The United States has completed its withdrawal from the World Health Organization. This is a major victory for national sovereignty, medical freedom. The same global health establishment that failed during COVID should never again control American policy. We will not be ruled by unelected bureaucrats. Well, it didn't fail. It was a giant depopulation operation. Meanwhile, scientists have created the first synthetic species. To that tomorrow. Lab-grown meat, which is very similar to cancer, is about to arrive at grocery stores mislabeled. We're hitting it all tomorrow. So start your engines at 11 a.m. Central. But don't go, because Harrison Smith, a veteran of 9 years of the InfoWar, and one of the last guys standing here when others buckled and ran for cover, that's okay. He is coming in with Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m., and he'll be back tomorrow, 3 p.m., with War Room Live. It was War Room before. Now it's War Room Live with Harrison Smith tomorrow, 3 p.m., and then we're going to bring back all the shows and bring on new shows, and we're finishing this huge meeting with the final stuff of the big studio. It's going to be even better. I'm going to be on my feet a lot when we have the new studio. I've done some stand-up stuff, but this is built for stand-up, where I just, the whole set. So I plan to be hours of the show every day. We're going to have in-studio audiences. I'm going to be up there with documents and moving them around on screen. It's going to be powerful. And we've got so much more planned. And if you build it, we will come. If we build it, you will come. Field of Dreams, theAlexJonesStore.com, 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 theAlexJonesStore.com. That is our sponsor. That's the owner of the Alex Jones Network. That's the owner of AlexJonesLive.com. And if you simply go there and get the very best supplements, you know I have the best information. You know I'm going to sell you supplements that really work because you love them. I want you to try them. Those are the fish you're missing out. The best bovine colostrum, what it does for your hair, your nails, your skin. The very best iodine, the purest, cleanest. There's incredible things. Try iodine. T3. It's all there. The best methylene blue. Now the gummies available. First run about to sell out. Despite that, introductory offer 58% off. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, and the widest selection of every conceivable T-shirt design there is. And I knew Trump going sideways in the last year, and you see it all over the news, all these Trump paraphernalia places, all these Trump shirt people. That's how Bigley started 8 years ago. There's not been good sales for a year. It's dead. No one's buying any Trump gear. We still have Trump T-shirts. It's just so sad. Alex Jones gear, Patriot gear, 1776 gear, off the charts, better than ever. We can't even sell the Trump stuff, so we're going to retire the 100 or so Trump shirts because no one's buying them. And that's not me. That's where the American people are, and the numbers show that. 80%+ of Republicans don't want boots on the ground with this war to end. But when we try to correct Trump, get back on track, all his little surrogate neocon never-Trumpers attack us and you know, run around like they're in la-la land, delusional, king has no clothes, emperor's new clothes. It's insane. And there's so much more. You got the Supreme Court doing the right thing on redrawing the maps. What's really behind that? What are the Democrats really set up when they did this in 67 with LBJ? We'll be getting to that tomorrow. And so much more. But there's a lot of special interests that have hijacked America. But Israel sees the weak Democrats. Netanyahu's really trying to hostile take over foreign policy, domestic. And we're coming in and saying, no, no, no. And I'm proud of the American people standing up against the bullying and the lies that we all love Hitler or something if we are against Israel running our country. No, that's not the case. Some people do. They just think they're misguided. Just because Israel's doing something bad doesn't mean Hitler was good. But as for me, my record's clear that I'm an American through and through and stand up for our sovereignty, and that's it. So, again, lastly, a lot of products that were available at thealexjonesstore.com are available at realalexjones.com. Now, why is that? They have a sister site. It used to be just for the network when I did test shows over here. So we could just, you know, they had money to fund that and fund those systems and that crew. Now it's all under Bigley's tent, same warehouse, same crews, same system. But they always hold back 10% of product in the warehouse, whether it's a T-shirt or a knife or a silver coin or a collectible or a supplement. So a lot of times if something's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com, you can get it at realalexjones.com. So a few of the trench daggers left that sold out in 2 days at thealexjonesstore.com. There's just a lot of other things there that you can't get at thealexjonesstore.com. We can put it on screen, please. RealAlexJones.com. Just one word. RealAlexJones.com. Now, there it is. The mighty Harrison Smith, loaded for bear. Dozens of clips, analysis, and critical wit. Takes over now. Share the live feeds now, now, now. Real Alex Jones on X. Share it now. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.